Okay, we're going to call to order the Range Infrastructure Financing District. Today is May 6th. It is 2:03 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. For our call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and record, we'd appreciate it. We'll start with the board. Nick, your chair. Would you like to start?
Nick Meister, board chair.
Beth Robertson, board member.
Lauren Hiller, board member.
David Hutchison with CLA.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. All right, board, we have meeting minutes from our February 4th meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
I've looked over them. I do not have any concerns.
Okay. Can we get a motion, Seth?
I'll make a motion to approve the board meeting minutes held February 4th, 2025.
Second.
Thanks, Lauren. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, David, you're up.
All right, thanks, Michael. So for our Range Infrastructure Financing District, financial statements as of March 31st, 2025. Starting in the balance sheet, in the general fund, we have a working capital fund balance of $25,103 and accounts payable liability of $449. In the debt service fund, we have in the reserve fund, $364,657, and in the capitalized interest fund, $365,028. In the capital projects fund, in the construction fund account, we have $4,420,243. And in the cost of issuance fund, we have $74, excuse me. And if similar to the other fund, I'm assuming you probably want this transferred over to this construction fund just to close this
one. Yeah, close it out.
Okay. I will reach out on that one too. And I'm assuming there'll probably be the similar one in the other district we have after this one. Okay. Moving on to the general fund. Statement of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balances. For revenues, we have interest income of $315, expenditures accounting of $2,348, and insurance of $2,511. And that gets us to an ending fund balance of $24,654. Moving on to the debt service fund, we've had interest income of $7,787, and that gives us an ending fund balance of $729,685. And in the capital projects fund, we've had interest income of $51,806. I've had a capital outlays or expenditures of $564,164. And that gives us a ending fund balance of $4,420,316. And with that, I'll open it up to you guys to have if you have any questions or would like to look at anything in more in depth.
I don't have any questions.
Okay.
Turn it back to you then, Michael.
Okay. What I need then, board, is a motion to accept the quarterly financials as presented.
I'll make a motion to accept the first quarter financial statements as presented.
Second.
Thanks, Seth. Thanks, Lauren. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. That's everything I show. Do you guys have anything for us we need to work on? Questions?
No.
Okay.
I'm assuming there's going to be a Q1 report that you're working on that'll come out.
Yep. I'll send all those to you after.
Okay.
Later. So, okay, perfect. All right. Get a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Thanks, Seth. Okay. Thanks, Lauren. All those in favor say aye.
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 All All right, unanimous. Okay, good to see you guys.
Thank you.